would welcome you to this commencement exercise, which marks the close of the first session of the second century of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. We would extend a very special welcome to all who come as friends and relatives of these who, having finished this part of life's course, enter into these graduation exercises. We would make you thrice welcome who have come to see loved ones and friends graduate. It is my privilege to present to you Dr. Edward Byrd, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Florence, South Carolina. In 1940, he received the Master of Theology degree from this institution. He is one of our honored alumni, of whom we are justly proud. He has served in many places of leadership, currently president of the board of the South Carolina Baptist Convention. He is a member of the Board of Trustees of our sister seminary in Kansas City, the Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. And he comes representing in one capacity the 7,000 alumni of this institution, through whose continuing involvement in the life of the institution has made this Alumni Memorial Chapel a reality. And also whose concern made it possible for us to have the James P. Boyce Centennial Library. Dr. Byrd had a very significant part in making into reality the dream which we dedicate tonight in the Billy Graham Room and the Billy Graham Collection. I am pleased to present to you Dr. Edward Byrd. Dr. Byrd.
Thank you, Dr. McCall. It was in the spring of 1957 at our alumni luncheon in connection with the Southern Baptist Convention in Chicago that we, as alumni of Southern Seminary, turned away from that occasion with concern in our hearts with reference to funds needed for the construction of this magnificent library building which we do now have. Dr. McCall called it to our attention that we would need at least $500,000 in addition to funds that had already been allocated for that purpose in order to complete the library building. And one of the finest demonstrations of the spirit of the alumni that I have ever seen, those who were present on that occasion assumed the responsibility of helping each other as alumni to raise that sum of money. Some on that occasion actually pledged certain amounts, but we all pledged ourselves to do what we could, as we would be led to fit into the entire plan. A couple of months after that occasion, there came to my desk a very attractive brochure concerning the construction of the library, some of its features. That particular brochure, of course, going to all of the alumni, calling our attention to certain areas of the library building that could be constructed as memorial gifts. We had already been made acquainted with the fact that Dr. Graham had been led of the Lord to offer this great collection, which we refer to as the Billy Graham Materials, to Southern Seminary. And in this particular brochure, it was called to our attention that the area that would house these materials could be constructed as a memorial gift. When I read that, I was immediately impressed with the possibility of bringing that to pass. Looking back upon it, I would say with proper humility that it was the Lord that impressed that upon my heart. I fell to thinking immediately of a faithful member of my congregation, the First Baptist Church in Florence. I knew that he had the greatest appreciation and admiration for the ministry of Billy Graham. He had talked with me about that on various occasions. I was also aware that he had accumulated some of this world's goods as a result of his honest, diligent toil in his business across the years, but more especially because of the goodness and the blessing of God upon him. And it occurred to me that he might like to make the gift of money that it would be required to construct that particular area of the library, doing it, first of all, as a service to God and to the advancement of his cause in the world, doing it as a token of his appreciation for the ministry and the life of Billy Graham, doing it for the blessing that Southern Seminary would be to many people down through the years to come, and being the institution possessing these valuable materials. I thought about it for some time. I did not go post-haste to discuss the matter with him, but after thinking about it, after praying about it, I felt definitely led to go and acquaint him with this. He knew nothing at all about this matter. I took that little brochure of the materials with me that he might have the entire matter before him. He received me cordially, as he always does receive his pastor. We thought about it. We had a prayer concerning that at that very time. He assured me that he would give thought to it, that he would seek to discern God's will in the matter. As he continued in his search for the Lord's will with reference to this, Mr. Aiken and I came here to the campus of the seminary in January of 58, I believe it was, when Dr. Graham was here to address that great layman's conference. We had a visit with Dr. Graham and with Dr. McCall, and they shared with Mr. Aiken what they saw in this project. He was greatly impressed with the prospect of this thing. He was impressed with our seminary, the first time he had ever seen the campus of Southern Seminary. And after his return home, as he talked with the members of his family about the prospect of their entering in together as a family to do this, they concurred with him in his idea, in his desire. And what he came to feel was the leadership of the Lord with reference to making this generous gift. And so he let Dr. McCall know that he would do this. I speak as an alumnus of the school, representing perhaps some 7,000 alumni. Is that correct, Dr. McCall? All of whom have had something to do with the fulfillment of this dream. And I speak as the pastor of Mr. and Mrs. J.B. Aiken, who are here tonight, faithful members of the First Baptist Church, for more than 40 years, having served the Lord through the channels of that church in almost every conceivable way that you can imagine, as faithful and devoted church members, as faithful and devoted and consecrated Christians. And you can imagine that it does give me a sense of joy that I am deeply grateful that this was made possible by a family group who are members of our church. And to relate this tonight on this significant occasion might be an insight and an encouragement to those of you who are part of this great graduating class. You might be impressed that in the days to come, as the causes of our Lord will need support from consecrated laymen who have not had precisely the same call that we have had, but who relate themselves to the selfsame work of the advancement of the kingdom, you too may feel led of the Lord to go, and when you do, go without hesitation to lay these causes of Christ upon their heart. And in many cases, they will respond and generously, fulfilling the words of our Master, though they may be out of context, ask, and it shall be given you.